running class is an easy introduction to running as a sport, transitioning from couch to walking to running over the 9-week program. You'll finish with the ERC 5K on April 29th. The evening classes are Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at 4:30 or 5:30 p.m. beginning January 8th. The fee is just $45. Register online at emporiarec.org or call 340-6300 for more information.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:20, 1 below, wind chill to minus 5.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:20, we're pleased to be joined here on 14 KVOE 96.9 FM and KVOE.com by 51st District Representative Ron Hyland.
Ron, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How was your new year before we actually officially get started here on looking at the matters at hand?
Well, we had a lot of family here. We had a great time, so it was a good new year other than the cold. We're four below here. I heard that you're one below there, so.
Little chilly start to the new year, that's for sure. Well, before we start launching into the issues at play for 2018, give us your thoughts on how 2017 progressed here. Obviously, it was a long session, a lot of different issues at play, as there are every legislative session. What's your thoughts on 2017, good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, in my opinion, I didn't think it went that well. We had an opportunity to make some changes, specifically with education, and we chose not to, and we did not defend our case well, and because of that, we're right in the same mess all over again.
You're part of the Education Committee, if memory serves me correctly. What changes did you want to see that didn't come to fruition here last year?
Well, that's past tense. I'm no longer part of the Education Committees, any of them, but the changes I'd like to see is for the legislature to stand up and make some definitions. Let's define what is adequate and suitable, and that will end a lot of this questioning that's going on constantly, and then develop a system for funding that is sustainable and fair to the rest of the population in the state.
Obviously, the Kansas Supreme Court, you know, lawmakers had to change from the block grant funding to new funding formula last year. Then the Supreme Court said that the changes essentially were a start, the way at least a lot of people took that, but not far enough. And you don't have a whole lot of time based on the typical session schedule in order to have something before the court. How do you see this progressing here in 2018?
Well, there's been a special committee that's been meeting this fall and winter, and they are coming up with some ideas that they will present to the full legislature when we get back there next week. But I think one of the ideas that's coming to the forefront is a constitutional amendment, which limits some of the powers that we in the past have given to the state school boards, to the state school board, and then by in turn to the local school boards. But and to take away the criticism that the courts have been saying. But the court did make a good point, and worth about 20 pages of their opinion, was about how the at-risk population, those less fortunate students, how they are not progressing adequately. And so we need to deal with all of that and figure out a way to ensure that the money we hand out is going to do what we want it to do, especially with that population.
So do you think that that tops the list of education funding here as you're rolling into 2018, Ron?
Well, obviously, and that affects the funding for every other agency as well.
Indeed, well, especially with, you know, the public education, K through 12 education, taking up half the budget, and then you have higher education on top of that. One of the things that we'll be bringing up here with 60th District Representative Mark Schreiber a little bit later on here today is going to be that balancing act here for the budget. And there's a lot of concern here, obviously, about the education side of things and the education portion so far. How do you balance education, K through 12, public education, higher education, and then everything else that comprises the 2018 budget?
Well, I am seeing a trend out there, which I expected sooner than now, but I'm seeing it now for real. The other agencies and other groups are starting to say, look, K through 12 is very important. We understand that. But not at the detriment to all of our other needs within the state. And let's just bring up one. the mental health issue in our state has become to the forefront, to the point where I am hearing from local law enforcement agencies and everyone else about how this has become a very severe problem in our state. We need to deal with it. So we have this battle going on, and as a legislator, we're hearing it from our constituents saying, look, we need to use some common sense here. Let's get this figured out so where we can take care of the people in need, but also fund our education. And we need to fund it in a manner where we have some controls and some accountability so that when our students graduate, we know that they are ready either to go out into the workforce or go on to higher education. As it stands now, the universities are telling me the students are not ready, you know, 30%. And in one case, one of the community colleges, 60% of the students are having to take remedial training before they can be admitted into a regular college class, which costs the family's money, that student money, and the university's money and time. So instead of a four-year education, it's taking 5 and 6 years now.
Again, joined by Ron Hyland, 51st District Representative here on KVOE, as we begin our legislative previews with the legislative session starting later this month. Ron, I want to come back here to mental health, because this is something that I know that locally, we've had discussions here with law enforcement and also what a lot of people would consider physical health, the hospital and the health center here locally, with concerns specifically about more violent mental health concerns over the last year to 2 years. What's in the legislature, at least coming up early on, which may help alleviate that?
Well, I'm not sure of anything at this point, but I represent five different counties, and I'm hearing the same story from all five of them. And it's reached a critical point. Are there any easy answers? I don't know. I worked with formerly the fellow down there, Persinger. He's now up in the Topeka area. But it's not an easy situation, because it covers law enforcement. It covers medical. You name it. It covers so many different areas when you start delving into that. I'm not sure there's an easy answer, and I'm not sure that throwing money at it is the right answer either. So we need to very carefully look at that. We need to help the population, but we need to do it in the right way.
Shifting gears here, Ron, to something that is going to be brought up, I think, quite a bit here in the upcoming session. I could be wrong about this, but that's the state of Kansas prisons. I know that there have been some concerns about maybe some potential for uprising as far as inmates in other states. I've seen Oklahoma and Nebraska having some significant problems with their prison situations. You're obviously having staffing concerns, pay issues. What's on tap here in 2018 here for prison enhancements, and what can take place now that can help alleviate any potential issues, maybe some violent issues down the road?
Well, obviously the most important issue there is to upgrade the facilities, maybe even change the laws so that we have our less violent crimes, maybe not being incarcerated and reducing that population. But and then we're talking a lot of money to do that. A friend of mine was looking on Craigslist, and there is a prison for sale in Colorado that maybe we could take possession of to alleviate part of our problem. But and I shared that information with that committee. Again, it all comes back to the need for more money, and then that all comes back to, excuse me, the number of taxpayers and what we have in our state.
Again, joined here by 51st District Representative Ron Hyland here on 14 KVOE and 96.9 FM. It's 8:29 here on KVOE Emporia, plus also KVOE.com and KVOE social media. Ron, what else is on your radar here in 2018?
Well, for me personally, I spent several weeks this summer and fall looking at our state as a total and overview, and came up with some startling information, to me anyway. And I found that our population in our state is not keeping up with the rest of the country. We're down below 1% of our country's population. And our tax base is smaller, obviously. And then we were hit and has not, and we have not come out of it, and I'm not sure we will anytime soon. The agriculture, the depression in that market is affecting our state income dramatically and will continue to do so. So we are faced with a reduced income from our taxpayer base, which is also shrinking compared to the rest of the country. So we have some issues, and then our debt has increased by over 50% the last 10, 15 years. These are things we have to look at when we look at the total picture and say, what are we going to have to do to turn our state to a point where we are, number one, growing, and number two, we're in getting people to come in, businesses to come in. It's not easy. And then we're looking at the outflow of money. How are we going to make it a fair situation where everybody has what they need, we're taking care of our public, but at the same time, we're not wasting any money? It's not easy. It's going to be a difficult session. We all know that. But as usual, we'll get through it before summer's end.
Well, before we let you go, obviously it was a long session, I think 113th day when you passed the budget last year, which includes, I think, $15.6 billion in spending for fiscal year 2018. And it came in, I think, about $239 million above Governor Sam Brownback's recommended appropriations that did include funding for community mental health centers. What was your take on the budget that passed late into the session last year, Ron?
Well, obviously, I voted against it. I thought it was excessive. And when we have these committees, they're, in my opinion, some of them are not doing their job by questioning and cutting back on some of these areas. There's a lot of frills built into these budgets when they come in and present them to the different budget committees. And it's time for the hard questioning. It's time for asking them to justify the needs. There are needs. Yes, we can meet the needs. But we have to look at the frills and cut back on those. We just do not have the cash flow to do everything everybody wants. And then, you know, and that evolves into discussion about CAPERS. And we're $9 billion unfunded liability right now. And we need to look at all of these areas and determine our future instead of just saying, well, we'll deal with it next year. And we never do it. That's the problem.
Ron, looping back to your point here about the demographics of Kansas and how to really enhance the, and broaden the tax base, what comes to your mind here about how best to do that, regardless of what any other lawmakers are saying? What's Ron Hyland's thoughts about how to expand the Kansas tax base and then get the stage set for growth moving forward?
Well, it's, you know, let's think of it like a business. You have to look around at all the states around in the Midwest particularly and say, okay, what can we do to set ourselves apart, make us different from the rest, and make us attractive? And do I know what the answer is? Absolutely not. But we need to make that research and look at that from a marketing standpoint, say, what do we need to do? If we need to say, okay, we're going to have the best schools in the entire country, then we need to do that, and people will move here just strictly to have their children in the best school. That's one way. Other ways are to make the corporate environment more inviting. That would be interesting. We have the interstate system. We could do some wonderful things. And on the agriculture side, we may have to look at encouraging different types of agriculture so that we can compete. The Wall Street Journal has made it very clear. If you look at it in a worldwide agriculture sector, we may not come out of this because of the competition that's coming from Brazil and the Ukraine and Russia. The world market now is steering away from us in particular because of the competition from those other areas. But we need to look at all these areas and say, okay, what can we do to make ourselves different and attractive to outsiders?
Well, finally, Ron, is the or will the governor status, which is kind of in limbo, have any effect, do you think, on the 2018 session?
As far as what the legislature has to do, I do not think so. It will be a distraction, obviously. But as far as what we have to do when it comes to the finances and determining all of that, no, it will not have that much effect. They'll present us their budget, obviously. And I say there because they're both working on it. But at that point, we take it, we look at it critically and evaluate and make changes as necessary, depending on the income that's coming in, the revenue stream I'm speaking of. Okay. And we'll go from there.
Well, Ron Hyland, 51st District Representative, we really appreciate you spending 15 minutes with us here on KVOE's morning show here today. Also looking forward to chatting with you and conversing with you here throughout the course of the upcoming legislative session. Thanks again here for your time today. Best of luck here as the session gets rolling here later on this month, and look forward to talking with you here down the road.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That is 51st District Representative Ron Hyland joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. Mark Schreiber is in the wings, the 60th District Representative, to talk update, to talk the 2018 legislative session, Chuck, that will be launching in less than a week.
And then don't forget also that we've got Eric Smith, 76th District Representative, at 8:20 tomorrow morning. And then Jeff Longbine wrapping up our previews, our Senate Vice President. That'll be at 8:20 Thursday morning right here on KVOE.
KVOE, AM 1400, 96.9 FM, 836. It is one below, a wind chill of minus 5. Let's check the latest world and national headlines. Now from ABC.
Bitter cold breaking records across the country, some of them more than 100 years old.